Now, each tide, every day, removes a little bit of that. So it comes out as a sheen, not as black oil, thick, which would not evaporate very, very well. But as a sheen, it dissipates naturally. So every day, there's a little bit less of oil in the mangrove. That's a long process, Weeks, months. It will take a while for.
But it's the natural
process. But it's a natural process of oil being removed from the mangrove.
Due to the tidal.
Due to the tidal phenomenon. Yeah.
So, given that kind of natural phenomenon, even if there will be no volunteers to clean up, to you know take out the oil, eventually those. The oil will eventually really be cleaned up, but
from
it will take time from the mangroves.
Yes,
but it will, although it's a longer period.
It's a longer period, but it will take time. People, if people had been sent into the mangrove to do some cleanup, they would have walked, tramped on the route. You know, there's a lot of root systems,
which is a bit more.
Which is the key thing. If you break that, the tree
that kills
dies.
The mangroves.
So that's why we recommend no cleanup. Or no active cleanup, not sending people into the mangrove. And because by experience on other cases, including in the Philippines, we know by leaving the natural cleanup in the mangrove, that gives much better results.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Yeah. It's a bit longer, but it's the best way to do it.
That's for the mangrove area. But what about in the shorelines we're in?
Well, the shoreline, when there's thick oil, bulk oil, it needs to be removed, which has been done in the last few weeks.
Through the indigenous.
People, in ports, harbors, rocky areas, it can be removed without making too much damage to the environment. So that's what has been done before. You know, all the people doing all the bulk removal of oil.
But oil evaporates.
Yes, some of it, not all of it, but some of it.
Okay. You were scouring the waters of Naga, the southern area.
Yes.
How was it?
The shore was okay, nothing on the shore. It was sheen, as from on the other sides, sheen just a few, half a mile probably off.
On the shoreline.
Yes. But that's a very industrial area. Some of the sheen,
yes.
By the way,
could also be
I'm not sure it comes from the ship.
Yes.
It's
ducking for the cement.
Away.
Yes.
It's difficult to. I'm not going to say
really
it's from there
from
or there. I don't know. But the source of some of that is questionable. But it could be from some. Could be from the casualty, but maybe not all of it. So anyway, naturally it will help. Yeah. Well, the weather always time always helps. In our experience, it's important for people